Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
You've heard it now for generations, how to live a healthy life. In fact, one of the popular sign-offs for emails and letters now is be well. What does this mean? All over the world, you hear talk shows, podcasts, seminars, and even friends talking about being healthy. Here are some examples. Use my plate to help eat a balanced diet. Drink plenty of water. Stay hydrated and promote your internal systems. Another one, stay active. Keep moving with exercise, biking, jogging, tennis, golf, and any other sport you like. Another point, get outside. Enjoy fresh air. See the beauty of creation. Be calm and quiet and breathe deeply. Another one, spend time with friends. Enrich and nourish your inner person. Another one, be well read or well listened. Know what's going on around the globe to have an accurate perspective. Another one, I want to add this one. Get into God's Word for key points and action steps you need to guide your life. And then I also want to add, get God's Word into you. Grow and change by doing what Scripture says. What you practice is what you become. All these and more help you live a healthy life. First, I'd like to suggest check out our initial content that launched Scripture Dissection Materials. It's called Tear Into It. That article explains how and why we introduce Scripture Dissection exercises periodically. But now let's tear into how to live a healthy life. Let's look up Psalm 37, verses 3 through 7. In your Bible. Since you may not have a Bible right now, here is the passage. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, your justice like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. What does all of this mean from Psalm 37? There are always four categories we explore in Scripture Dissection. 1. What does it say? 2. What does it mean? 3. Make it personal. And 4. Make a commitment. So let's start with the first one. What does it say? And in order to explore these scriptures, let's review each phrase from that passage I read. First of all, trust in the Lord and do good. This is a summary for everything that follows. Equally, it's a great practical way to live each day. Simply trust the Lord. Then determine to do good. The next phrase is to dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Interestingly, this phrase reminds me of Ecclesiastes 11, verse 8. However many years you may live, enjoy them all. Incidentally, God wants you to enjoy your life, even in this broken world. Plus, He will provide safety for your heart if you stay close to Him. The next phrase is, delight in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Simply take delight in Jesus first. Next, know He will give you the desires of your heart. And best, He will help you define your desires as He grants them. The next phrase, commit your way to the Lord. Essentially, commit everything you do to the Lord. Since your life is not your own, committing your way to Him becomes worship as you adopt God's agenda and plans. And for more on that, you can look up 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. The next phrase, trust in him and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Essentially, yielding to God in love, believing his word, and asking him to nurture your life, all these honor God. Plus, you become who you are designed to be. Then we had, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. So, be still. Calm yourself. Refuse to let stress rule. Wait on the Lord. Subsequently, all these choices prove you believe God and love him back. And then the last phrase, do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Set aside anxiety about this broken world. Rather, remember God will correct every evil scheme. Plus, he will lift up every righteous initiative. So that was just a quick look at, well, what does it say? Now we're going to go into what does it mean. So we're going to explore each of the phrases again. First was trust in the Lord and do good. Sadly, trusting God is not what people usually do. Nevertheless, trusting means looking to him in all things. Additionally, it means believing his good intentions towards you. And also, it means living in his ways, his timing, and his creativity over your life. Most critically, it means you know he's in process of answering prayer before you see it. Next was, dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Are you enjoying your life? Initially, this means be proactive. For example, if you are short financially, work to get a good job, perhaps even a second part-time job, if you possibly can. Be disciplined not to spend above your means. Try to consolidate debt and refinance at a low interest rate. Another example, if you are lonely, reach out to others and set up times with them. Go places, enjoy meals together, think of interesting things to talk about, and so on. Just a few examples that may not apply to everyone. The next point is delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Well, let's explore the three approaches that we mentioned previously. First of all, enjoy Jesus as your companion. Tell him what's in your heart. Listen intently to his spirit who lives in you. Thank him for how he's working, though you cannot see it yet. And interact with him as your dear friend. Next, we talked about know that he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, likely this will not look as you picture it in your mind. Some desires simply can't be realized in this broken life, yet somehow they'll be met in eternity to enjoy without end. And then we talked about the best part. God will help to define your desires better. Think about this. Since he's your designer and creator, God knows you inside out. So if you yield to him, he'll teach you about yearnings in your heart. Remarkably, he'll also teach you how to live a healthy life. All right, let's go on to the next phrase, which is commit your way to the Lord. Whatever you do, engage life with Jesus. Essentially, this brings a comfortable peace and assurance to go forward. If you place all your efforts and investments in his care, he will help you live a healthy life. Since he invested his entire life into your future, you can know he's very committed to your life. All right, then we go on to trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn and the justice of your cause, like the noonday sun. Too often, people falsely believe that trusting God means losing out in life. Not true. Invariably, it's the opposite. Trusting God opens your life to God's blessing. Just as the dawn is breathtaking and the noonday sun is bright and encouraging, you can live a breathtaking life with bright, encouraging character. So bring beauty to the world and light the way for others. Then we go on to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. How often do you simply stop? To be still and calm, you have to stop. Equally, to wait on the Lord means you're assured He is absolutely faithful. After all, He cannot be unfaithful. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, "If we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself." And then the final one is, do not fret when others succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Interestingly, this simple choice means you experience peace and joy when you do that. Do not fret when others carry out their wicked schemes. That simple choice gives you peace and joy instead of worry, anxiety, and stress, even mistreatment at the hands of others. You become a partner with God. Remarkably, He overcomes evil through your surrendered life. All right, the third section, make it personal. How can you make this content personal? Well, basically, picture, in other words, meditate on ways to live a healthy life. All the concepts we just went through, apply each of them daily. And to help you do this, let's go right to the next section. Make a commitment, the application thoughts and questions. First of all, do you trust God with resolve? Second, in what ways are you doing good each day with family, friends, community, and even the world? Three, as you do good, even in small ways, are you aware that you represent God's ways? Four, list things you're doing to enjoy your life. Five, name specific ways you can enjoy God more each day. Six, will you commit your desires to God even if He intends them for eternity? 7. What practical ways can you work on being calm and still in Christ? 8. Who do you need to let go into God's power to curb their dysfunctional or even evil choices? And 9. Ponder how to live a healthy life. Write down your ideas and then carry them out. And why not start now? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use the online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.